Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. So what's the fastest bird in the world? It can reach top speeds close to 240 miles per hour when diving. If you guessed peregrine falcon, you would be correct. October marks a key time for the migration of the peregrine falcon. The Florida Keys is an essential stopping point on the bird's migration south to Cuba and eventually South America. This weekend in Florida Keys, the Florida Keys Audubon Society will host the fourth annual Hawk Mania event, where visitors will have the opportunity to watch the migration in action and learn more about the falcon. The Florida Keys Audubon Society Executive Director Mark Hedden joins us now from the studios of Key West. Mark, such a pleasure, man. Welcome.
How you doing, Lewis?
Doing great. And then also, joining us here in studio in downtown is Rafael Galvez, the director of the Florida Keys Hawk Watch Migration Project. Rafael, thank you so much for joining us, man. Appreciate it.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you for having us.
All right, so both of you, I'm just curious, what makes the peregrine falcon such a unique species of bird, besides the fact that it is super incredibly fast? Mark?
Well, it's actually not just the fastest bird in the world, it's the fastest animal. Like, if you threw a jaguar off the Empire State Building, a peregrine would be faster. It really would.
Oh, my God. All right. That's an interesting visual.
I'm not suggesting anyone should throw jaguars. It's just a bad idea. But, I mean, the peregrine is just an incredibly fast bird, but it's also just a beautiful bird, and it has an amazing story about, you know, its migration and its habitat and the way it lives.
I know bird watchers. I mean, they take it very seriously. But what is it about the falcon and, you know, when it's coming through the Keys at this time of year that it attracts so many bird watchers? What is so special about it?
Mark. Rafael, you want that?
Yeah. No, go ahead, Mark. I mean, I want to hear both of you. But
I mean, part of it is the mystery of this thing is they were almost wiped out in the United States in the 70s due to DDT. So, you know, you didn't see peregrine falcons like this in the 80s. And then at some point, people clued in on the migration going through the Keys. It was kind of like in the late 80s, early 90s. And then they started doing counts, and we've been able to see the numbers of the species come back. And this is a bird that, you know, will breed in Greenland and then migrate to Tierra del Fuego just kind of for fun.
Yeah.
Well, not for fun, but, you know, for life.
Right. No, I gotcha. And Rafael, I mean, your take on what is so unique about this time of year, this opportunity to see this bird as that's amazing that it is going all the way down into South America. But what's unique about this?
It's beautiful to watch all these birds passing through. It's like a river of birds all going away from our continent towards destinations unknown. And it touches our hearts in a way that sort of mirrors our own migrations. We've all come from somewhere else, and we may all be going to yet different destinations unknown. And these birds, when you're sitting out there by the beach and watching them passing by, I'm an immigrant. I came from Peru, and some of these peregrine falcons will fly over the place of my birth, and maybe my brother that's down there by the beach will get to see them.
And this is, I mean, as you said, this is very special for you because it represents so much to you in your life. It's this migratory bird that's just, it's got homes in a lot of places.
That's right. And it reminds us that we are, in the end, citizens of the world. And we tend to want to think, well, these are our birds. The eagle or this hawk is an American species. But in reality, the peregrine falcons that fly over the Florida Keys will fly over every country in Latin America and the Caribbean, every single country.
Mark, why the Florida Keys? Why is that a stop? Why not anywhere else in Florida or just go straight to Cuba? Why is that a special place?
Well, the really simple version of it is, you know, it's risky for a bird of prey, a falcon, a hawk, any of those birds to fly over water. They can't swim, and they largely move by kind of riding up on thermals like an elevator and then gliding as long as possible. But thermals don't exist over water, so they're trying to get as close to Cuba as possible before they have to make that powered flight. So we're kind of like a ramp. So, you know, it starts kind of just below Marathon in the Keys. It starts to be about the same distance to Cuba from all those places, and they start peeling out. But we still get a goodly number of them in Key West every year. And so it's that proximity to, you know, it's the shortest leap to the Caribbean and point south.
All right, good. It's good to know that humans aren't the only ones who have to do connecting flights. You know, always a pit stop somewhere if you have to. You know what, Rafael, where are the best places to watch? What are you telling people about where to go?
Sure. We have one site that we have been using for the monitoring of all birds of prey and really all migratory bird species in the Middle Keys at Curry Hammock State Park. And that site, the area around that site, has been used by the science community and citizen scientists and professional and amateur hawk watchers since the 80s. So we have a standardized project there at Curry Hammock State Park since 1999, and we're there every single day, rain or shine, 9 to 4 p.m. It's open to the public, and folks are welcome to come. But the difference with this weekend is that we're trying to light up different events from Miami through Marathon to Key West, and in a sense have folks migrate with us to Key West and listen to some experts talk about raptor migration, come and see it firsthand, go follow them to the Keys, and then do, finally, a Women's Appreciation Day that we'll be doing on the 14th at Curry Hammock State Park.
And by the way, you mentioned, and Mark said it too, raptor.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, explain what the raptor is and I guess what species the falcon's in.
Sure. The raptor is a general term that we use for all birds of prey, diurnal and nocturnal. So whether it's owls or hawks, eagles, falcons are actually not related to eagles. They're actually more closely related to parrots. But so we use these terms to sort to as a blanket to encompass all of the species
that we monitor. I didn't think of that. I didn't know that. That is such a strange combination. You know what, Mark? We have a hurricane right now coming up into the Gulf of Mexico, and I'm wondering, you know, how this storm might impact their migration.
Well, what it tends to do is it tends to slow it down. I mean, it's almost like bad weather when you're traveling. I mean, the birds just kind of land and kind of ride it out is what's going on now. I mean, once in a while you'll get a rare bird kind of blown up from the Caribbean, but not as often as people think. But yeah, so they're basically traveling. They hit bad weather and they kind of like hang out in the Keys like a lot of people.
Just wait it out.
Just kind of wait it out.
Just wait and see what happens. Rafael, the Hurricane Irma last year, what impact did it have on the migration? Because it was a little bit before the October, but I mean, did it impact the migrations? Did it impact how many you saw?
Well, we start counting September 1st, and we bring down expert counters from throughout the country and from throughout the Caribbean. It's not easy to identify birds on the wing. It takes a special set of skills. So these are coveted positions, and people want to come down and be part of our team. We had been 1 week into counting, and we had to be evacuated because of Hurricane Irma. And so much logistics and coordination comes into play with our state parks, with our housing facilities. The birds will continue coming through. Anyone that's been looking at birds for a long time will tell you that immediately after Hurricane Irma, in downed trees, he would see songbirds foraging. I mean, these birds have to continue going. They have to leave the Northern Hemisphere. So we were unable to continue our research last year, unfortunately. But we're back.
I'm talking with Rafael Galvez, the director of the Florida Keys Hawk Watch Migration Project, also Mark Hedden of the Florida Keys Audubon Society. This weekend, the Florida Keys Audubon Society is hosting its fourth annual Hawk Mania event. Visitors will learn about and, of course, witness the thousands of peregrine falcons that are crossing the Florida Keys en route to eventually South America. Mark, real quickly, the peregrine used to be a threatened species. What's mm-hmm. the status right now?
I think it's down to threatened right now. And it's still under federal protection under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. But it has, I mean, the numbers have come back pretty well, partly through a captive breeding program and partly because of, you know, eliminating DDT from the ecosystem.
And so, you know, I mean, in the last few years of this event, I mean, typically, what do you see? How many are you going to see come through?
Well, in Key West, you get into a tricky situation because they hit Key West and, like a lot of people, they just kind of hang around for a while. So the numbers are better out of Marathon, but we'll see probably, you know, 200 in a day, sometimes 100 in a day.
Hmm.
It all depends. And then there's, you know, there's another dozen species of raptors we also see migrating.
And just,
so it's also pretty cool.
Do you get to see them when they're, I saw the National Geographic videos when they're doing their dive and just, mm-hmm. I saw one, they attacked a pigeon and just, and I was like, oh my God, that is, it's amazing to watch. But do you get to see them in the hunt as well?
We were doing it 2 years ago and there were 7 different peregrine falcons fighting over the same bird that they were all trying to eat. And, you know, and they were basically harassing each other till one of them dropped it and then another one would come in and grab it. And it was, you know, it was kind of like, I forget that game you played as a kid where one person gets the football and runs around, but it was kind of like that. And you know, it was dogpiling essentially, and they were just kind of, you know, chasing each other around until they dropped it. So you get to see that. And I mean, you're talking about National Geographic videos, and part of this is for me, it's like when I grew up, it was kind of like something you saw in National Geographic. And when I realized I live in the Keys and I could just basically in September and October walk outside. I mean, last night I was emptying my trash can of like yard waste and I looked up and there was a peregrine flying over my house.
Oh.
The fact that they're just so proximate and available just makes me want to like grab people by the shirt collars and point them out to them.
That's a peregrine falcon. Look up already. Yeah. You know, Raphael, for people who are not, they're not birders. They haven't done this, but there's an interest. It's like, yeah, I'm going to go check it out. I mean, how does a person get started? What would you suggest to them how they could begin?
First thing, just come and join us. I really think that this is not really an event for birders per se. Birders tend to have shorter attention spans. They want to see multiple species and chase after different species. Not all of them, but many do. This is more of a sit back, relax, and witness one of nature's most amazing spectacles. Just if you have a pair of binoculars, all the better. They don't have to be super expensive or amazing, but we will have lots of binoculars at our events, so you don't even have to show up with that.
Oh.
And you can just sit back, look up, and just watch these beautiful creatures fly by. That's really what it's all about. Bring your family. Kids love this stuff.
It is. No, listen, again, just watching the videos is a lot of fun. I can only imagine seeing it up close must be a blast. And as Raphael said, they're going to bring binoculars in case if you don't have a pair of your own. And again, that is for this event that's coming up for Hawk Mania. I just love that name itself. For the 4th annual Hawk Mania, we're going to have photos and information on our website, WLRN.org. So if you want to check it out, Mark Hedden, again, of the Florida Keys Audubon Society, and Raphael Gavez, the director of the Florida Keys Hawk Watch Migration Project. Gentlemen, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Lewis.
Thank you so much for having us.